Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 312, and following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 312. I see all things as I would have them be. Perception follows judgment. Having judged, we therefore see what we would look upon. Foresight can merely serve to offer us what we would have. It is impossible to overlook what we would see and fail to see what we have chosen to behold. How surely, therefore, must the real world come to greet the holy sight of anyone who takes the Holy Spirit's purpose as his goal for seeing, and he cannot fail to look upon what Christ would have him see, and share Christ's love for what he looks upon. Father, I have no purpose for today, except to look upon a liberated world, set free from all the judgments I have made. Father, this is your will for me today, and therefore it must be my goal as well. Amen. I see all things as I would have them be. As I contemplate this lesson, it brings up gratitude. Gratitude for awareness. Gratitude for when I am aware that I am thinking with the ego mind, so I can change my thought. Ask Spirit to help me see it differently, so that there is no need to suffer. I can simply ask for help in remembering my truth. I notice that when I have expectations of how something should play out, that when it doesn't play out that way, there is some disappointment or some other emotional response. It sends up a red flag, and I am grateful for these red flags being raised so I can stop and ask for help, slip back into my truth. It seems like when things play out in the way I have anticipated it, then that goes unnoticed as a red flag of my having set expectations in past thought. But the ones that don't go as expected, those are the ones that get my attention, that I use for healing. Maybe after practicing this lesson, even the ones that play out as expected will also catch my attention for healing. It is so interesting to see how the ego sets us up. And the setup could have happened a minute ago, a week ago, a year ago, keeping us in unawareness. I am going to my nephew's wedding, and it's a pretty fancy wedding. So I needed a dress. And so this idea of dress, I have set a lot of expectations around about how things should go. And just today, my husband brought in a bar to put in the back of the car to hang our clothes on. And when I first bought the dress a month ago, I had the expectation of how it would travel. And when he brought the pole out, it wasn't as I had expected. And so I saw myself with a closed mind about this pole. But I didn't see the closed mind until he said something that caught my attention. He said, "Why are you reacting negative to the pole?" and it was then that I had to stop and walk it back. I saw that I had judged the poll because I had set an expectation a month ago, which I was still believing in. It wasn't that the poll was a bad idea or a good idea. It was just another idea. And my mind was closed to it, without even considering it. I judged against it because my mind was so closed. That's what our judgments do. They close us off to life. They close us off from listening to the Holy Spirit. I see all things as I would have them be. I had decided a month ago how that dress would travel, and all I could see was how that dress was going to travel the way I wanted it to travel. Everything else was an attack on that plan, regardless of if everything else was a better approach. It still would be an attack on my plan if I had a closed mind. What I love about this lesson is he says, but we don't have to have a closed mind because we can use Holy Spirit's sight, use his purpose. Let our mind be completely open as a channel. And it's in opening the mind and leaving it open that we can be the channel. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me today to be an open channel. Help me to let go of any expectations I have. Help me to become aware of the expectations I've set that I am unaware of. I am so grateful that you are with me and guide me, and you help me to question every feeling I have. Does it go back to a prior expectation I set? Do I have a closed mind? Or am I open right now to be the channel, to hear your guidance, to be only the love we were created to be? Amen. As we sink deeply into our heart, we allow the mind to quiet and the body to become comfortable. We notice the state of the body, the state of the mind. We allow the mind to open by letting go of any judgments, expectations, rules, and regulations. We let them all go. We sit in a space where there is nothing to do. Nowhere to go. Nothing to fix. There is no story to maintain. We simply shed all of our beliefs, all of our desires, all of our dreams. We sit as the empty shell, listening to the heart, being with the heart. Thank you for joining with me today and having the willingness and the strength to be the empty shell. Namaste.